Well, depending on where you are, there are going to be changes, of course, as we know, over the next couple of days. From midnight tonight in New South Wales, 10 people can go into a pub or a club and eat. They can't actually drink. In Queensland, the outback areas, the areas that are classified as outback, they're allowed to have 20 people into their pubs, so the pubs can reopen. In fact, I saw a story earlier this week where Anastasia Palaszczuk, she was at the Forex depot, and she was saying that there was huge amounts of Forex being shipped out to regional areas and outback areas to get themselves ready for reopening. So we thought we'd go to one of those pubs. In fact, I think this is the oldest pub in Queensland. It's in Nindigully. It's about half hour south of St. George. And the man who's in charge, the owner, Steve Burns, joins us now. Steve, good evening to you.
Good evening to you guys.
Now, that's right, you're the oldest pub in Queensland, is that right?
Yeah, mate, built in 1864 and never closed its doors until the coronavirus.
Is that right? That was the first time you've closed? Oh, wow, all right.
It's 1864,
now,
yeah.
Wow, okay, well, so it's certainly taken a toll. And Nindigully, now, what's the population of Nindigully, and then what's the broader population in your area?
Six people in the gully currently. Normally it's 10, but we had to put staff off. And in the general area, say a 20K radius, there'd be 30 to 40 people.
Okay, so you could open with a limit of 20, and you could probably accommodate it, eh?
Oh, easy. I think we'll be fine. I think that most of them are coming down on Saturday, and that's all their locals.
And the Forex beer, that there was a big TV event, the Forex beer. Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, don't think so. I heard that last night and laughed myself because I thought we're opening Saturday. They're telling us on a Wednesday. We wouldn't even receive the beer till probably next Tuesday, if we were lucky, probably the Tuesday after. Because the beer only comes once a week, every Tuesday. Yeah. So they announced it on a Wednesday, even if they panic. It takes a good, normally it takes 7 to 8 days to get here.
To get there. Have you got some kegs?
On Saturday, I don't know.
Have you got some kegs there ready to go, or have you had?
Yeah, mate,
yeah,
we held back a few full ones. What we did, we had some half full ones.
Yep.
And I said to my manager, Gilly, and the staff that left, I said, look, I've got to take these to tip guys because they're no good. Well, they're good, but they won't keep with the virus, you know. And they said, oh, can we have them? I said, yeah, for free. So they got about eight kegs. Some of them were near full. And they rigged up this keg machine. Cost them $50 for a bit of copper pipe, and they pinched me heads off the kegs anyhow, which I wasn't using. Yeah. Pinched me gas bottle and pinched the tap, and they rigged it all up in about an hour. $50 for a bit of copper pipe.
Fantastic.
Bit of ingenuity. Two bags of ice, threw it in the Esty, and they were pouring cold beer in their quarters. So then they decided they'd go and do a round with the local farmers, the 20 or 30 there is, and each Sunday I think they were going out to one of the farms and just taking a keg with them and having a drink with the local farm.
Oh, and terrific.
So they got rid of it anyhow. I think they still got two left, but I think they'll probably polish him off.
Yeah, so are you looking
free beer anyway.
Looking forward to reopening the doors first, you know, after the first closure since 1864.
Yeah, because this is the height of our tourist season. See, this is the height of our season at the moment. So we're normally doing, believe it or not, you're not going to believe it, we're actually punching out 200 meals a day this time of year.
Really? This is people going through and visiting the area. Is that right?
Well, it's a bucket list pub because it's such a beautiful old pub.
Oh, right.
It's set on the river, on the Mooney River. That's the bucket list, so all the nomads come here, and of course there's no nomads on the road because they're scared of getting the virus. So it's the height of, well, it's actually the height of the bush season, not just me. So it's the whole bush is suffering, Western New South Wales, Western Queensland, everywhere, because there's no nomads. But some are lucky to have a big population of people, and with us there's like 6 plus 20 or 30, you know.
Have you getting any assistance from the government? Because your revenue's right down. Does that any of those programs helped you?
We've got one of our staff is permanent, and we're getting a JobKeeper for him finally. Two of the staff had nowhere to go, so we just said, you can stay for nothing, eat the food and drink the beer that's left over. And so they've been hanging around, and me and the wife, of course, and we've just been eating the food and having a couple of cold beers and everything around too. But no, the other one, the job seeker, nobody's seen it. The staff haven't seen it. No, nothing. Really? Okay. So we got.
All right.
We haven't seen it. So, but the Queensland government have tipped in. So they've done us a good deed. And we're just renovating the bar with the money they tipped in.
Yeah.
So we took the opportunity when they gave us a loan. We thought, we'll get stuck into the bar and renovate the bar floor and the cold rooms and that, you know.
Yeah. The problem, I guess, you've got, I've seen a lot of clubs have been doing that, renovations, because they operate year-round. I guess the difficulty you've got is you're going to reopen, you'll be able to have 20 people in, you can help the locals, but what you do need is, as you say, those, what did you call them? Nomads?
The nomads.
Yeah.
Well, there need to be staff back too. I've got five staff waiting to come back too. Actually, more than that. I've got five just sitting out around the area ready to come back. So normally we run 10 staff this time of year,
I'm just having a look. See, I'm looking at some. There's some great images here of your pub, and I'm just having a look here. So, you serve some big burgers as well, don't you? Look at that.
Biggest in Australia, mate. We build them up to 25 kilos.
That's unbelievable.
Our everyday burger is 5.5 kilos.
Wow.
And
you've got the road. You got the road train burger. Wow.
5.5 kilos. That's the smallest of the big ones.
Oh, dearie me. So is the kitchen going to be geared up to keep doing that stuff if someone turns up wanting that?
We spent $500,000 on the kitchen 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
And geared it up, luckily, because we've been here 18 years, and it was getting that stage. We had to do the kitchen up to cater with the excess meals that we're doing. And then that year it jumped again. So we've had some really good years lately, even though it's been drought. The drought's been terrible for the locals. But we've had some good tourism years because they come back to foreigners.
I was going to ask you about the drought. Is the situation better now?
Look, again, the farmers should have a good year, and I really hope they do out here. They should, because all the signs are right, but they're still officially in drought, I suppose, as far as they're concerned, because they haven't got any money. So we got the rainfall, and it was great.
Yeah,
and really good rainfall. They've got the crops in as we speak. They're out there planting, so they're all having a go. They just need a bit of rain through the winter, then pull the crop off in October, November, and they'll be in the money, and they'll pull the country out of the poo in the end.
Let's hope so. I want to check with you. One other thing, you do pig races, is that right? Is that one of your regular things you do?
Yeah, last Saturday, November every year, we raise money for the Royal Fine Doctors, and about $40,000 a year we raise.
Wow. All right. We better make sure you get your pig races on in November. We might talk to you ahead of the pig races as well.
We haven't cancelled them. I think we're the only event in the bush that hasn't cancelled because it was that far away. But no, we're still going to go.
November, you should be able to have your pig races.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I just want to make sure, because there'll be a lot of truckies listening to us, and if there are any nomads still on the road, people moving through Queensland or on the road in that area, if they turn up at the weekend, I presume you can have 20 people inside, they can get in there and get a feed, can they?
Absolutely.
All right,
mate, we help anybody anytime. You're in the bush. You drop in anytime, mate. And if you need a feed, you need a beer, you need a roof over your head, we'll help you out.
All right. That is terrific. All right. Well, you're back on deck from Saturday. First time close since 1864. Wow. That's fantastic.
Haven't been anywhere. Not going anywhere. Where are you?
Good on you, mate. And so the oldest pub in Queensland, the Nindy Gully pub, it's just half an hour south of St. George. I know there'll be truckies wanting to go in there and tuck into that burger. Gee, it looks actually looks pretty good. Just
that is good.
Look at
it's damn good, actually.
It's incredible.
You're making my mouth water. I want to go and have one there.
All right, okay. Well, good luck on the weekend, and I love the spirit coming out of that area, and we might talk to you later in the year, particularly leading into those pig races. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for thinking of us.
Steve Burns there, Nindy Gully Pub it is, just near St. George in Queensland. So, look, a couple of things came out of that for me. He runs the Nindy Gully Pub. He sounds like a real character, and I like the fact that he said that they were doing it tough during the drought, and he was saying that things have turned, they've planted, it's starting to grow, it's starting to sprout, and that there's going to be good times later in the year for the farmers in that area. I mean, a year ago we were beside ourselves in terms of where they were heading, but that's good news for them. He's going to be opening his pub tomorrow. He'll be making those burgers, and hopefully soon some of us who are on trips, road trips, they'll be able to pop in and tuck into that burger, which will take us quite a while, I would say. They are pretty, pretty big if you look them up on the web. Quite amazing. And the pig race is later in the year. I mean, November, surely they can go ahead in a place like Nindagully.